Welcome everybody to Home Energy Purification Stories. I am your host, Michael Spencer, and I am here today with Dawn Toole. Dawn is the owner of Mella Luna Studios in Mount Holly Springs, Pennsylvania. She teaches yoga there, and she is also an animal communicator. So Dawn just has a lot of really beautiful talents and skills. And Dawn also participated in my home energy purification workshop in January. And she's also been privy to a lot of the unfoldings and explorations of home energy purification as it's been developing over these past several months. So I wanted to have Dawn on the podcast today to just share about her experiences, both in the workshop and in general with home energy purification. So welcome, Dawn. It is so good to be connected.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. So I guess let's start with your experience at the workshop and, you know, whatever you would like to share about that.
Sure. So I forget what month that was, quite a few months ago, I took the workshop, and you had said to bring a box or, you know, several things that we could go through there. Mm-hmm. And I did not do that because I didn't read that part, but I had my purse and said, oh, you know, what a great opportunity to go finally clean out my purse. And so it was interesting what I was finding all in my purse were like old coupons or brochures or different pamphlets from different places. And as I started, as I kept cleaning through my purse and started relating it to some of the clutter or some of the things that were in my house and my space in my house, it was a lot of books or courses that I wanted to take. And so I kind of started putting things together. You know, all of these things are potential, you know, potential things or future things. That I wanted to do or areas I wanted to explore. The same with my, you know, a lot of my projects, you know, craft projects that I want to do. And, you know, there's all this stuff that, mm-hmm. that is incomplete, but it's like all this potential items. And so it was very eye-opening for me because you had given out angel cards as well mm-hmm. In the beginning of class. And my card, so perfect, was contentment. So it made me realize that, you know, I was really kind of, I wasn't projecting stuck in the past, but I was really kind of stuck in the future. I was always in the future and always, you know, somewhere else or going to be doing something else or reading something else or studying something else. And it really brought me back to being present. And just recognizing that, you know, being able to clear out the space of all this future stuff and just really what do I need here and now? So that was very eye-opening for that.
That is, it's so rich. And I love how you connected with the angel card of contentment and how there is a real strong message around being present. You know, in order to experience contentment, I think there is a need to be settled and still in the present moment. And I can feel how all of this future possibility and potential of I could take this class or I could receive this discount for something in the future, there's maybe a way of projecting energy and part of self into the future. And just what a beautiful noticing to invite yourself back to the present.
Yeah, and it's definitely helped since the class as well. You know, it's so easy nowadays. I don't go to many stores, but it's so easy to just click, 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 and, you know, purchase things online. And, you know, it's really made me start to think, you know, before I purchase, like, wait, do you need this now? Is this something necessary? Where is this going to go? What is it going to look like you know, or how is it going to be in my space now? You know, or is it just something, ooh, that'll be great for this, whatever, you know, months down the road, you know? It's like, does it serve a purpose in what I'm creating now in my life? So it's been helpful for that as well. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just wrote a blog post about the challenges with throwing things away when we're doing home energy purification. And one of the points that I made in the blog post at the end is, okay, if there's such a struggle with throwing things away, perhaps it's a real invitation for us to be mindful of what we're bringing in as we move forward. And that's exactly what you're speaking to, is this new awareness. Do I need this? Do I want this? Is it serving what you're building now, and not buying things just to fill space or buying things to commit too far into the future?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's so powerful to bring that mindfulness to the purchases and the shopping. Because you're right, it is very easy for us to get online and order all the stuff on Amazon or wherever. And it sounds like this experience is really helping you to bring that mindful awareness and link it to where are you putting your present energy.
Absolutely. And it's helped as well as I do go through different spaces. It's not so overwhelming as I don't go, okay, oh my gosh, I have to do this whole entire room. You know, I can do a section. And a couple of weeks ago, I just took like a huge bag of clothes. And it's not, and you know, and other things to the thrift shop. And, you know, it's not, it's the questions. Is this serving who I am now? Or is this something from who I was 20 years ago, you know, that was really meant a lot to me. And I think we spoke about this before and about, you know, giving, regifting basically in a sense of different things that are, have sentimental value. You know, that sentiment can stay with you. It's not the object that carries the sentiment necessarily. You can keep that. But if it's sitting in a corner, maybe someone else, you know, can start to feel, oh, I just love this thing, you know, just like I loved it when I first got it. But now it's the object itself is not serving me. So it's nice to be able to, you know, it's really helped kind of go through that process, that mental and emotional process of being able to get rid of those material things that have already served their purpose here, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's been helpful.
Yeah, I do love that. And yes, that bringing a more positive spin to the idea of regifting, you know, sometimes we receive a gift from someone and it maybe was never a fit for us, or perhaps it was a fit for a period of time. And then it's like feeling into it now. It's like, oh, this, like you said, like this is represents the me from 20 years ago. Or from 5 years ago, or from 5 minutes ago. And
right.
That ability to separate the gift, the material object, from the love and care that you have for the person who gave it to you, and that it's okay to let that go, without having to let go of the feelings for the person. And quite frankly, sometimes we do need to let go of perhaps a person who gave a gift as well. You know, there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of depth and what's the word? I don't know, maybe fine tuning or something. I can't think of the right word to this work. You know, it's, I can't think of the word that I want to use, Dawn. and yeah, it's complex, you know,
and it feels like, you know, a clearing, you know, just that releasing of that to create more space and freedom. You know, it's like, ooh, I can breathe now because I got rid of that stuff from a relationship, you know, however many moons ago, or, you know, and yeah, it's very freeing.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of depth to this work You know, it's not just how to clean out your closet. It's how to clean out all the emotions that are attached to all the things in your closet and why we keep them and how to fix that. So yeah, I really, really love this work.
Yeah. And thank you. I just love how you articulated that, because it really is. And that's it, as I've been with the development of the work and sharing it with people, that has been a challenge of how to articulate that, because it's not like I'm a professional organizer.
Right.
You know, that's not what it's about at its core. And so it sounds like your process has been kind of an ongoing one area at a time type of experience. And maybe are you doing that based on what you feel inspired to do? Or is it like, okay, I know I need to work through this area of the house, then I'm going to do this? Like, what's your process been like since the workshop?
It is more what I'm inspired to do, as well as I'm taking the easy road first, because I know that my, I know that my clothes, I have so many clothes. And to me, that's an easier process of all right there. Whereas my project stuff and, you know, crafts are like in a zillion different boxes and drawers, and, you know, they're all in one area, but it just feels like that, that's a larger time consuming thing, even though I have taken, one box here or one shelf and have organized that as well. So that's been, it's been fun to piecemeal that kind of thing, but it's more what I'm inspired to do. That's how I've been kind of allowing this, you know, to the direction that it takes. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really beautiful to, notice what you feel inspired to do. And I am all about going for what we might call the low hanging fruit. You know, if you know, wow, the closet is going to be much easier for me than the craft room. Wow, go for that closet, because I feel like, and I'd love for you to speak to this then. Let me see how I want to phrase this question. What I've noticed in my own work and in conversations with other people is that when you start to get a feel for, wow, does this still resonate with me, whether it's an article of clothing or something that's in your purse, I feel like you can start to build on that and get more and more clear intuitively of what you want to stay with you. Have you noticed that kind of building that muscle, or is it still challenging with every new area that you go into?
Oh, no, I've definitely noticed that. I like the way you said that, like we're building the muscle. And that's so true, because as, as you do more of this and you integrate more of these things, like that thought process, really, to feel through the items and asking the right questions as you hold the items, or, you know, looking at them and just feeling into that, it really has helped with all aspects, because the more, like you said, clear, it's like that freedom, and you go, ooh, yeah, that felt really good to let go of that. Why did I hold on to that so long? You know, and the more you do that, it's almost like you're your own inspiration, because you notice how you feel, you know, you feel more freedom, you feel more clear. You're like, yeah, oh, and I don't need this. Well, oh, I definitely don't need that now, you know, and it's just, you can, it's almost like the challenge becomes, how do I get rid of all this stuff? How can I, you know, the challenge becomes more, ooh, how can I give myself more freedom? Mm-hmm. You know, it puts more of a, goes almost like from a negative, almost burdensome kind of feeling to this, ooh, how can I create more space for myself? You know, how can I support myself? Which is, you know, from that almost, I don't know, I think people can carry a lot of guilt and shame around, like they're a little, hold on to their stuff, you know? This freedom is almost like turns into this loving gesture, you know, that you can do for yourself. So that's kind of what it's felt like for me as I continue through this process.
Oh my goodness. I am almost tearing up, Dawn, because that really gets to the heart of home energy purification. And that's, you know, the transformation that can happen from looking at the basement or the closet or the craft room, you know, whatever the space is where things have accumulated, and feeling that sense of dread or overwhelm, or the guilt or the shame, the embarrassment, to be with that, and then to bring a new energy to it. And whether that's through your own heart space of just going, wow, I'm going to open myself to this and experience what it's like to give myself this gift. Or if it's using, you know, the angel card, tapping into whatever that message is, or going, you know what, I feel so awful about myself that I have all of this accumulated stuff, or I haven't been able to let go of the old relationship, or whatever the stuff is, you know, to bring that loving kindness through, you know, a practice of saging, or maybe we put a sacred object with the accumulated stuff, and just bringing a lightness and bringing love to it. And then exactly what you're saying, wow, when we start to see it as a loving gesture of, I can let go of this, I can release this, and then the how that grows, like you're saying, oh, you tasted that freedom. That feels really good to let go. And then we want more of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Has there been anything that you discovered in your purse, in your closet, in any other places, things that you forgot that you had, maybe an article of clothing or anything else that you unearthed in the process that you were happy to have and be like, wow, I want to wear this sweater again? Or, you know, things that maybe wanted to be recirculated within your own home and experience rather than being let go?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. the clothes as well as some of like my project items. I was like, oh, I forgot I had all this material, you know, and it's perfect for what's going on right now, you know, or definitely with the clothes, I have noticed things that I forgot about. It's almost like I would emotional buy, you know, instead of the pint of ice cream, I'm going to go on and order like all the, but they're on sale, so it's okay. You know, you get like a whole thing of clothes, or I got it from the thrift shop, it's okay. But, you know, it's still, it's stuff, you know, and, but yeah, I have been finding a lot of things that, you know, I did forget. I have like, ooh, that's perfect. We'll keep this one, you know, absolutely. And as well as some things like, what was I thinking? So yeah, absolutely. Yeah, who knows what frame of mind. And that's the interesting part is like to connect in, like sometimes you can remember it's like what frame of mind you were in, or, you know, and that also helps you determine, it's like, ooh, is that somewhere I want to be? You know, is that somewhere I want to revisit? So yeah, it's been very helpful.
Yeah.
In that way. Yeah.
And then, you know, that can be fun. I think there's an aspect of home energy purification and the sorting through that can feel almost like a treasure hunt of like, what am I going to discover? What hidden crafting item or art supply or kitchen gadget am I going to discover, or, you know, article of clothing? And I feel like that's another type of reward, if you will, for doing the work.
Sure.
This really great stuff too. It's not all this heavy letting go or grieving or addressing guilt and shame. There's also these nuggets and these memories. You know, sometimes
Absolutely.
We might get with something that, you know, can put us, just like you're saying, like, what was I thinking when I bought that article of clothing? We can also go, wow, I remember being with this person or having this experience when I bought this souvenir. And then maybe that gets to be brought out and not be sitting in a box in a closet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun. Is there anything else that you would like to share about your experiences personally, or, you know, your thoughts about home energy purification?
I'm just, you know, which we had mentioned before, I really am amazed at the depth of this work. Mm-hmm. You know, I know, you know, just coming from a family of hoarders in that sense, I mean, not, you know, like in the basement, there was a trail through my grandfather's basement, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, same with my mom. And so, you know, and growing up that way and realizing, wow, I have so much clutter. And just being able to break that pattern is just, I mean, it's really life-changing. It's very huge. And I just love how this work, you know, the potential, you know, to like, you just want to go shout it to the world, as I'm sure you know. It's like the potential of this work can be life-changing, you know, for people. I know we had talked about this before as well. Like, I know I still have some of my grandfather's things and like Christmas lights in a box. And I'm like, oh yeah, I still have them. And they probably don't even work, you know? And I'm like, why am I holding on to them? Because they were his, you know? But, mm-hmm. and, but yeah, so being able to unload that kind of stuff, you know, that people, those old attachments to things, you know, really can be huge for people, you know, life-changing, life-shifting. So you know, that would be the biggest message that I would love to have people just, you know, just say, hey, just take the class and explore. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, have fun with it. But, you know, and having you there as that support, you know, as these emotions come up and, you know, learning how to deal with that rather than, oh, that's too heavy, I'm just going to put that back in there, you know, to really be encouraged to explore some of that and the recognition that, you know, it life doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to have all these attachments and just explore what that means for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like a self work, a self discovery as well as cleaning your closet. But mm-hmm. you know, it's that self, that such important self work and self discovery that can be life changing for people. So I really love that you're bringing this out into the world, and I'd love to share with as many people as possible.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been amazing to have you as a champion for what's been developing. And I really agree with you. And I love how you shared about breaking the generational patterns. You know, how we are raised and what we witness from our parents and grandparents really has an impact on how we relate to our belongings. And when we can start to bring awareness to that, we can give ourselves permission to break those old patterns. And finding ways to honor the relationships and honor what we've learned from our, you know, our families of upbringing without having to hold on to the stuff necessarily if the stuff isn't serving us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking of bringing this to as many people as possible, I will be at Dawn's studio, Mela Luna Studios, doing a home energy purification workshop in June. Is it June 16th, Dawn? I don't have the date in front of me.
I believe so, yes. It's a Saturday.
Yep,
yes,
and I will put
that. 1 to 3.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll put the details of that in the show notes and a link for people to click on. And
nice. And I do have a Facebook event, so I don't know if you can link into that. All my information's on there. They can contact me to register.
Excellent. Yeah, I will definitely put that in. Thank you so much for your insights and sharing your personal story and experiences. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate the work you're doing. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Dawn. If you are feeling inspired to start your own home energy purification process, feel free to reach out to me for support. We can do a 15-minute free consultation, and there are also some other ways that I can serve you. So head on over to infinitenature.life for more details, and you can email me at michael@infinitenature.life or give me a call at 717-385-8382. As you know, I'm so passionate about this work and about the circulation of energy that can happen when we get into those stuck places. So I will look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. Have a great day and keep on purifying.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.